T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Former New Orleans mayor and head of the Urban League, Mark Morial, joins us on WWL. Mark, welcome to the show. You and I go way back, and it's nice to talk to you again.
Good to be with you. Great to talk to you again.
Tell me about how you feel as a person, as a New Orleanian. How do you feel when you look at your city and you see what's happening with the rate of increase here?
This is just painful. It's hard. It's difficult. I learned this morning that a dear friend of mine had lost his life due to COVID-19, and it's just tragic. And I know everyone is working, doing everything in their power to try to flatten the curve, to try to mitigate. The scientists are looking for appropriate treatments and vaccines, but it hurts. And look, I'm here in the New York area, which is the other epicenter.
Yeah,
with epicenters in places like Chicago and Detroit and South Florida. But it hurts to see, and I've been in touch with my family members who've been, sheltering in place, social distancing now for the last 2 to 3 weeks. So, I'm just, I have the beloved city in prayer, but I want to encourage people to take this seriously. Don't go out. Listen to what we're being told. Don't gather. We can't act as though this is some type of hoax or farce. It isn't.
You're part of this campaign, hashtag stay home. And Trombone Shorty was part of that. We talked to him last week. And I appreciate you sharing this information with us. So tell us about the hashtag stay home campaign and the emphasis that you're placing on really staying at home, which also means you can't go out and exercise.
You can't go out and exercise. You'll have to exercise in place, in home. Maybe you can go in your yard. Maybe you can walk to the park. I don't know if, here where I am, they're saying you can go to the park, but you have to maintain social distancing. It's a time to cook up your favorite New Orleans meal. It's a time to listen to some of your favorite music. It's a time to read a book. It's a time to meditate. It's a time to catch up on sleep and catch up on rest. And I agreed to join it because I was told, look, people need to be encouraged by, people from New Orleans and people who are prominent and people whose names they may recognize. And I'm just encouraging people to stay at home. This is not anything to play with. You know, Scoot, I was looking back at the Spanish influenza 1918-1919, and it affected 1/4 of the world's population back then. And since we've lived in times where pandemics, we haven't had anything of this sort, we can take things for granted. We can't take this for granted. We've got to listen to what medical professionals and doctors say. I'm confident that they would not ask us to take these extreme measures if there was any alternative. There isn't.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Mark Morial, former mayor of New Orleans and head of the Urban League. He's in New York, but he's from New Orleans, and this has really affected Mark in a lot of ways because he's in New York. This is hard hit. His hometown, New Orleans, is hard hit. There are gatherings with boats and people partying on the Tickfaw and the Chifuncta Rivers. There was a church near Baton Rouge that had about 500 people at a church service yesterday. There was a second line parade in the second district. What do you say to those people who have not been taking this seriously?
I say you're a damn fool. You're a damn fool. It doesn't make sense. I know that instinctively we'd like to go worship, but we can worship at home. I know instinctively we'd like to go party, but we can take a break from that. look, let's not be stupid and be senseless and be arrogant and dismissive. I mean, I don't like staying at home. I don't think anyone likes staying at home. But it's for the best of all. This is a wicked, nasty, deadly, dangerous virus that could take, it's already taken thousands of lives. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers, you know, 766,000 people across the globe, 153,000 in the United States. We're leading the world. We've passed up Italy. We've passed up Spain. The number of deaths, you know, in Italy, 11,000 deaths. 7,000 deaths, Scoop. You know, we aren't there yet here in the United States, but our numbers are growing. 153,000 people. That's and equivalent to, you know, a third of the size of the city of New Orleans. So, you know, don't go party on the river. Don't go do a second line. You know, this, let's just recognize that this is temporary. We're not going to be sheltering in place forever. We're not going to be social distancing forever. We got to do it now. Look, at the beginning, you know, before I put all my employees on work from home, I wanted to be convinced. But the minute the governor of New York said, you all need to stay at home, you know, we followed that instruction. And we're going to continue to follow it until he clears us. People should listen to what John Bel Edwards, LaToya Cantrell, the parish presidents in the New Orleans region are saying. They're doing it for the best of the city. Let's do what's best for all.
And, Mark, if we do that and we do it now and we continue to do it, even though we're frustrated that we're not getting instant gratification because the numbers may still be going up, what we're doing now, the results of this are going to be felt maybe in a week or two. We need to fight through this together.
We've got to fight through this together. Look, we've got to pray for a vaccine that can be administered to prevent it from occurring again. We've got to pray for, you know, adequate treatment. And I know, you know, temporary hospitals are being built. All of those things that are being done are being done because they're absolutely necessary. Look, there are times where, you know, we're really called to come together, to stand with each other, to understand that the disease, this virus, knows no bounds. It's not selecting based on age or region or race or political disposition. It's not making any of those sorts of selections. It can affect any one of us at any time. And so I encourage people, you know, to be inside. You know, it's a reorientation of your work. I mean, there's no sports on. I've been looking at old NCAA Final Four. It's fun to watch that. I've dialed up Tom Dempsey's 63-yard field goal a few times on the internet.
The only thing that was really fun to watch over the weekend is I think CBS replayed the Super Bowl where the Falcons were ahead of the Patriots 28-3 and ended up losing. So I know people enjoyed that entertainment.
Yep. So, you know,
Mark,
there are things we can do. But Scooch, you know, your voice is important. The voice of the media is so important in these times because we're all glued to the radio. We're glued to television. We're glued to the internet. We want the latest information and we want the latest news. And I am, you know, I'm prepared and certainly welcome to do anything I can to lend my voice to the effort to tell people, stay safe, stay healthy, stay in.
Well, since everybody's not going to hear you right now, we're going to post this. I will share it on Facebook. We'll share it on our radio station's Facebook page. I'll share it on my Facebook page. We'll highlight this conversation, but maybe we'll talk again soon. What can we do right now, Mark, to join in and to advance the hashtag Stay Home campaign?
I think everybody needs to be in touch with their friends and their family. I think you need to be in touch with your network. The other thing I've been doing is I've been checking with people, one or two a day, three a day, that I haven't seen in years. I am calling them. I'm texting them. I'm emailing them. How are you doing? Are you staying in? Is everything okay? You know, I think that's something we all ought to do. We ought to contact 3, 4, 5 friends, family members that maybe we haven't seen in a long time and encourage them. And we've got to encourage each other. And that's what we have to do. We have to encourage each other and support each other through these difficult times.
Mark, I'm not asking you to second guess, but the conversation about Mardi Gras has come up, and it seems to me that we need to reflect back and think about Mardi Gras Day. I think there were 15 deaths in the United States, so there was nothing to the point of even suggesting that Mardi Gras be canceled. At this point, I don't think we do any good looking back. I think everybody made the decisions that needed to be made at the time.
Look, it's easy to second guess. It's counterproductive. The second guess. There was there wasn't a scintilla of evidence that suggested that Mardi Gras should have been canceled or postponed. And so people shouldn't touch that. Now, guess what? You know, when this crisis is over, maybe the scientists will reflect. Maybe they'll try to identify if there was a causation factor. But right now, it's mostly speculation. And I do not think that there was any basis for Mardi Gras to be canceled or postponed when Mardi Gras took place this year. And so, you know, it's interesting for people to speculate and to wonder and to second guess, but I just don't think it's productive or healthy for people to say, well, by the way, maybe we should have, could have, would have.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is what was done was consistent with the information that was available at the time. No one at that point in time, it wasn't as though the president and the national government pushed the alarm bell. Maybe they should have in December or January, but they did not. So what right. The mayor did, what the governor did, what people in New Orleans did should not be second-guessed. And I don't think people should be beating themselves up for what has occurred. You know, New Orleans is a city where we live close to each other. We enjoy each other. Social distancing is the hardest thing to do in a place like New Orleans. We like to party. We like to gather with friends and family. There's always festivals and parades and things going on. But that's New Orleans. New York has a similar sort of it's a place where people live densely. And that may have something to do with this. But let's now focus on what we need to do to get beyond this and not engage in speculative second-guessing.
Well, and then also think right now, it's not like New Orleans is an island as a hotspot. It's Chicago and Detroit, and Chicago and Detroit are peaking at the same time we are, and Chicago and Detroit did not have Mardi Gras.
Chicago and Detroit are peaking. Southwest. I mean, we don't know in a month from now whether it could be Memphis and Birmingham and Atlanta. We really do not know, and you're right. They don't have Mardi Gras. But, you know, the cities where people live more closely to each other, where it's dense and you know, there may be some pre-indication. But, you know, how do you explain Italy? How do you explain China? Right now, there's going to be a lot of analysis of why, who, what, when, why, where, and how. But I want people to focus on what we need to do to flatten this curve, to get beyond this virus so that we can return to normal. You know, I'm working today, and I'll be working on two calls later today to try to help people understand within the Urban League network how to take advantage of some of the opportunities that have been created in this recovery bill so that people can get through this. Small business owners who are going to be suffering, individuals who are now without work, some 3 million plus with the number rising. You know, we also want to assist them in bridging themselves to the end of social distancing.
A former New Orleans mayor and head of the Urban League, Mark Morial, thank you for your time and your words and for being involved in the hashtag Stay Home.
Thank you, man.
All right, appreciate you, too.
Congratulations to this group for many years. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, great. Yeah, it's kind of cool that Mark Morial's still doing what he kind of has done all his life, and I'm still doing what I have done all my life. Anyway, I appreciate the time. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with more on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.